The Medrash in the Parsha here tells us on the Pasuk of Lechacha, the Bereishis Rabba in Perek Lamates says, Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, Leich, you should go. Ani Potrecha Mikivud Avein. Don't worry about your father Terach who's still alive. I'm covering you on the laws of Kibud Avein. There's no issue here whatsoever. But that's only you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. Only you have the right to leave your father and go to Eretz Yisrael. Nobody else has such a heter. This is the language of the Medrash. So the Panim Yafos, the Pinchas HaLevi Harwitz, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, writes on this pasuk in his Perush on the Torah. He says that this Medrash is telling us that Kibud Avein takes precedence over Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because Avraham Avinu needed a special dispensation to go to Israel and to leave his father in Ur Kasdim. Because if it wasn't for this command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the halach would have been that Avraham should have stayed with his father. There is a separate side issue of, is there Kibud Avein by non-Jews? That's a separate shiur for another time. We're not going to discuss that right now. And then the Panim Yafos brings another proof. The proof is from the Rashi and the Medrash that Yaakov was punished with Yosef having been taken away from him for the 22 years that he did not keep Kibud Av Ve'im for his parents when he was away in Eretz Yisrael. Not exactly equal, but he was punished for 22 years for not performing the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'im. So the Panim Yafos says, what about the 22 years that Yaakov didn't live in Eretz Yisrael? How come the Medrash is only caring about the idea that he didn't honor his parents? What about 22 years of not living in Israel? So the Panim Yafos says, it must be because Kibud Avein is more severe. It's more important to honor one's parents than it is to go live or not live in the land of Israel. And this is the comment of the Pinchas Levi Horowitz, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, which leaves us with the question is, that's a nice idea, but is that halacha l'maisa? Is that a nice idea in Drush, in the Gadata? Or perhaps there's some halachic ramification from the Panim Yafos. So let's begin. Let's discuss the more complicated case of the son who lives in Chutz Laaretz, who lives currently outside of Israel, and would like to make Aliyah, would like to go to Eretz Yisrael, but his parents object. Is there a mitzvah to listen to your parents over this mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? We are assuming, as do most opinions, that there is a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel. We're not going to have the discussion right now. The Ramban and most of the poskim understand against a very unclear Rambam that there is a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel. So let's assume that for the rest of this year. The first person to talk about this is the Tshuvas of the Maram Mirothenberg. He writes in Chelek Beis, in Simen Chavches and Ayin Tes, depending on the printing. V'shisha'alta im ha'av yachol akev al'idei b'no mela'alos l'Eretz Yisrael. Can the father stop his son from going to the land of Israel? Kevan dekai malan. We see from the Gemara in Ksuvas, he says, mitzvah la'alos, that is a mitzvah to go to the land of Israel. B'ksiv, and it also says in the Pasuk in Vayikra of Ishiro Veviv Tiro, V'yeshav Sosayti Shmoru, a man should honor his mother and father and also keep Shabbos, Ani Hashem. Why is there a juxtaposition, as we'll see in a second, to tell you that if your parents tell you to violate what it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to listen to your parents. So if your parents say don't keep Shabbos, it reminds us, Hashem, by the way, I'm Hashem, Ani Hashem, both of you have to listen to me. And I told you to keep Shabbos, I told you to go live in the land of Israel. And therefore, in such a case, says the Maram Mirothenberg, in such a case, you don't listen to your parents, you listen to Hashem. De bechol davar mitzvah, lo yishmalo, de kavod hamakom kodem. The honor of Hashem is greater and more important than the honor of one's parents. This is the opinion of the Maram Mirothenberg, not a small opinion. All of Ashkenazi Minhagim Halacha come mostly from the Maharam Mirothenberg, certainly a very weighty opinion. The next opinion that agrees with this is the Tshuvas of the Ma'bit in Chelek Aleph and Kuf Lamed Tes. I don't bring the Ma'bit inside only because the Ma'bit pretty much repeats almost idea for idea what the Maharam says as well, that the Torah says, Ishim Aviv Tiro, V'yeshav Sosayti Shvar Ni Hashem, you have to honor your mother and father, you also have to keep Shabbos, and by the way, I'm God, so you have to listen to what I say over what your parents say. Says Hashem, you're supposed to live in the land of Israel, and therefore, if your parents object to the land of Israel, I win out, and you are allowed to go. And also, he says, in reality, and this is a point we're going to return to at the end, your parents are also supposed to go live in the land of Israel. So forget about you want to go and they want to go. They're also supposed to go. So let's not point fingers at anybody else, says the Ma'bit. And this is cited la halacha. in the Shari Knesset HaGadola, Rav Chaim Ben Avista, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim after the Shulchan Aruch, in the Seif Tshuva Simchas Yehuda, the Neil Tztaka in Simchas Chavav, also one of the great Achronim, and the Ben Ishchai in Parshas Shoftim. He says as well that one certainly does not listen to the parents and one must go to the land of Israel, as does the Talmud of the Grav, Rav Yisrael Mishklav, in his Peyas HaShulchan on the laws of Eretz Yisrael. He says very clearly as well that Hashem says to go to the land of Israel, one does not take into consideration parents.
If we have this blanket rule of Avavim of Tiro,
yeah,
why would we even raise this as an issue, Dafka, if in fact Shivas Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah?
Correct. They're just pointing out the obvious. That's all they're doing. They're just pointing out the obvious. So this is that approach. However, there are opinions that don't necessarily agree with this, or are opinions that are unclear about it. There is a tshuva of the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz is over here, in Chela Gimel, in Simon Reish Peches. And he says that you can leave Eretz Yisrael for the sake of Kibud Avayim. He says, Ve'ein mutter latzeis Eretz Yisrael l'chutzars. Technically, you're never allowed to leave Israel for the land outside of Israel, Ella, except for the following reasons. Lilmod Torah, im eino motzi b'Eretz Yisrael, if there's nobody available to teach you Torah properly in the land of Israel, Mishalam Deinu, O Mipnei Kibud Av Ve'im. Says the Tashbetz, you are allowed to leave the land of Israel in order to go honor your parents. So that's what the Tashbetz says. And this is cited by the Poskim as well. It's cited more specifically by the Piskei Tshuva in Evan Ezer and Simon Ayin Hay. And the Piskei Tshuva writes, based on this Tashbetz, I can make a Kal V'chomer. If you are allowed to leave Israel to go honor your parents, then certainly you are not allowed to go to Israel if your parents object for you to not go in the first place and they want you to stay with them. He extends the logic of the Tashbetz. He says, if you're allowed to leave to honor your parents, then certainly they can stop you from going in the first place. And the Piskei Tshuva leaves it as a tzarach iyud. He doesn't say that the Tashbetz would necessarily take his logic to the ultimate conclusion, but the Piskei Tshuva says, well, I want to take the Tashbetz's logic to the ultimate conclusion, and perhaps one could say that based on this, one cannot go as well. Now, on that point, there are the Tshuvas of the Ish Matzliach. Ish Matzliach writes in Chelek Aleph and Simen Lamed that there is no contradiction between the Tashbetz and the Tshuvas we quoted before. He says that when the Tashbetz says it's mutter to leave the land of Israel to honor one's parents, that is only the intention that you're going to return to the land of Israel. It doesn't mean that your parents live in San Paulo and you're going to go now see them and you're going to stay in San Paulo forever and ever. It means you're going to go honor your parents, do what you have to do, and then eventually you'll return to the land of Israel. So therefore, if that's the case, it doesn't lead to its logical conclusion that your parents can stop you from going to the land of Israel. And therefore, it is possible to also agree with the Ma'bit and the Ma'ram that one doesn't listen to the parents in such a case. And this is the opinion of others as well. Next, that was argument number one, and then a knockdown of that argument. The next is the Chachmas Adam, the famous Chachmas Adam, the Chaidam Ravim Danzig, who married the Vilna Gaon, married into the Vilna Gaon's family. So he has a sefer on the laws of the land of Israel called Shar Mishpatei Er Haaretz. So he cites a support for the Tashbetz from our Medrash. He quotes our Medrash and he says, we see clearly that Avram Avinu was given a heter to go leave his father to go to the land of Israel, but we don't have such a heter. Unless Hashem has appeared to any one of us and said, oh, you're allowed to go to Israel and leave your parents behind, so I'm going to assume that has not happened to anybody recently. So we can assume, therefore, that nobody has such permission based on this Medrash as well. And we have as well the Panim Yafot. And the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Yud Dalad, Simon Ayin Beis, where he was asked about Bnei Akiva groups in America or outside of Israel who are telling the children, go to the land of Israel and don't listen to what your parents have to say. They're kind of feeding the children information against the will of their parents. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, I don't think that's such a good idea. You should not, if they don't want to go, if the parents don't want them to go, don't feed the children information they should be going and not listening to their parents. And Tzitz Eliezer uses this logic as well, that the Medrash seems to say that only Avram Avinu had permission to go and nobody else has permission to go. Now, in regards to this Medrash, that's also not so simple. So there is a tshuva from Ravadja Yosef. Ravadja has multiple tshuvas about this. This is in Chavadas, in Chelek Dalet. And he has a footnote in which he quotes this Medrash and says, I want to tell you what this Medrash means. There is a Zohar that says on the Pasuk of Yikach Avram es Sarah, that Avram took Sarah with him to Eretz Yisrael, that the Zohar says that Avram had to persuade Sarah to go with him to Eretz Yisrael. Sarah was not interested in going. She liked where she was in Chutz Laaretz. And Avram had to convince her, Vayikach, he had to take her with words, had to use words in order to get Sarah to come with him to Eretz Yisrael. And from here, why is this the case? So the Zohar says, because a person cannot make his wife move away from the home unless she wants to. So the Meshech Chachma, of Meir Simcha Devinsk, writes that that cannot be the case. Because we know that the Gemara in Ksuvis says the exact opposite. The Gemara in Ksuvis says that whichever spouse wants to go to Eretz Yisrael has the upper hand, and they can force the other one to go. That's the halacha, as we find at the end of the Gemara in Ksuvis. That's why the end of the Gemara in Ksuvis talks about all the wonderful things about the land of Israel, because the Mishnah is talking about that specific point. So the Meshech Chachma says, I have the Zohar saying on one hand that if you can't force the person to go, and the Gemara says that you can force the person to go. So what's the answer? So the Meshech Chachma explains that you can only force the spouse to go to Eretz Yisrael when Eretz Yisrael has the Kedusha of the land of Israel. But if it does not have the Kedusha of the land of Israel, there is nothing specially holy about it, nothing inherently holy about it, then why am I forcing you to go there versus anywhere else? So says the Meshech Chachma, when Avram took Sarah to Eretz Yisrael, did Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha yet? No, it didn't. How did Eretz Yisrael get Kedusha? The Medrash tells us, because Avram Avinu walked the whole land, and by walking it, he made a kinyan. He acquired the land for his children, and that gave it Kedusha. So it's correct. When Avram took Sarah to Eretz Yisrael, he had to convince her because there was no Kedusha, and therefore he needed a reason to go. But afterwards that occurred, then the halacha becomes, you can force the spouse to go, because the land has Kedusha, and we should all be going to the Holy Land, as it is named. So with this in mind, Rav Avi Yosef explains, that's the answer to the Medrash. It is true that the Medrash says that Avram had special dispensation to leave his father and to go to Eretz Yisrael. But that was only needed when Eretz Yisrael didn't have Kedusha yet, because Avram, our protagonist, wasn't there yet to give it Kedusha. But after the Medrash occurred and Avram went to Eretz Yisrael, so then you don't need a proof anymore. And obviously, once the Holy Land is holy, you can leave one's parents, and then you can go to Eretz Yisrael. So says Rav Avi Yosef, that the Medrash, therefore, is not a proof anymore. In addition, it should be noted that this is a Medrash of Agadata. It is philosophy. It's not a Medrash of Halacha. It's a Medrash Rabbah. And we don't always take Midrashim of stories and apply them to Halacha. And the next point Rav Avi Yosef makes is that he writes in the Chav Adas, he says that if the Panim Yafos and the Chachmas Adam, these two Gedolei Poskim, if they would have known what the Maharam Rothenberg said, they wouldn't have said that. They wouldn't have gone against this great pillar of Psak Halacha if they would have seen the Shuvas of the Maharam Rothenberg. It must have been, says Rav Avi Yosef, and he proves it based on, I don't know, his crazy bekias of knowing everything, that they didn't have these Shuvos, they didn't have the Shuvos of the Maharam Rothenberg, and therefore, he says, the Medrash falls aside. So, two proofs, the Tashbates and the Medrash fall away. The next point, the next proof to say, is based on a Rashi. The Tshuvas Beis Shlomo in Chelek Beis in Yerodei Simen Tzadi Dalad cites the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says in Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, Asa Lekamid Rav Yochanan. There was a story, as the Gemara tells us over here, about a rabbi whose mother was a little much for him, so he left his mother and he went to Eretz Yisrael because he couldn't handle dealing with his mother. That's a different story for another time. So the rabbi found out that his mother was actually following to Eretz Yisrael, and on the way, she died, and he had to go then take care of the... He had to go take care of it. No, sorry. He didn't know yet that the mother died. He heard that the mother was coming, so he was going to go greet her. Going to go meet her before she came. So then he went, also kamid Rav Yochanan. So he went before Rav Yochanan, and Amar Lei, ma hu tseis me'eretz l'chutz la'aretz? Can I leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz to go see my mother? So Amar Lei, asur likras ima. So he told him, he says, or maybe it's asur for me to go greet my mother. Mahu, what should I do? So Amar Lei, he says, eini yodea, esrach pursa. So he says, come back later. I'm not sure what to do. So hadar asa, he came back later. And Amar Lei said to him, asi nisratis laseis hamakom yachzurach l'sham. Now that I see that you really want to go, you can go. And you should return, whatever that means, in peace. So what does that mean, return in peace? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Nisratzeis Latzeis, I see that you want to go. Sover haya shada'ato lachzor, I see that it is in your mind to return. Limekomo lebavel. Rashi understands the Gemara when it says, Yachzerecha l'shalom, you should return in peace. What it means is, you should return in peace to your home in Bavel. and you don't have to come back. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. So the Beis Shlomo says, according to this, even if you have no intention to leave Eretz Yisrael, to come back to Eretz Yisrael, even if you have no intention to come back, we see from Rashi's understanding of the Gemara that you can leave and go take care of one's parents, even if you have in mind, I'm never coming back to the land of Israel. And this is cited l'halacha by the Minchas Halash of the Munkach Rav in the Chelkein Simon Yud Beis as well. What's the problem with this Rashi? The Maharsha thinks that Rashi read the Gemara wrong. Let's be honest, says the Maharsha. If I read that and I didn't read it according to Rashi, how would you read the Gemara? Nisratzes latseis hamakom. Nisratzes latseis, I see you want to leave. Hamakom yachzirecha l'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return you in peace. What's the simple reading of the Gemara? Hashem will return you back to Eretz Yisrael in peace. Says the Maharsha, that's what the Gemara means. He doesn't agree with Rashi's reading. So if that's the case, so you don't really have a proof. You only have a proof according to Rashi in the Gemara. The Gemara is not really a proof. You have a reading according to Rashi. Fine, so we have another attack on that proof as well. There is another tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternbach. And the tshuva is from Nagos and Chilek Beis and Tafnam Tess. He was asked about a family in South Africa. Rav Sternbach was the Rav in South Africa before he came to Yerushalayim. So he was asked about a family in South Africa who also wanted to learn from this Gemara as well, that this seems to be equal, so to speak. And in this case, he says, where the son is actively involved in honoring his father, and he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, perhaps it is not correct because of Osek B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Right now you're honoring your father. You shouldn't stop that mitzvah and then go somewhere else. And then he says, maybe you'll claim that in Eretz Yisrael, the chinuch for my children is better than South Africa. At that time, South Africa might not have been what it was today. And he said, since it will be better for your children in Eretz Yisrael than in South Africa, for that I'll let you go. But just alone, based on the argument of Kibud Avim or Eretz Yisrael, he feels that it's not enough. But if it comes to these types of things, he concludes and he says that really, you have to ask someone to get advice from someone, Sadiqan, Gadol, whatever it may be, in order to make the right decision as well. So Rav Sternbach is definitely in the camp that Kibud Avim overrides Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, but as we've seen, that opinion is in the minority, and we'll bring more opinions soon enough that the majority, the far majority, say that Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael overrides Kibud Avim. Now, this goes without saying that if there is a parent that is dependent on the child, then you cannot go. Everybody agrees that if the parent needs the child, and the child is the one who is bearing the burden of taking care of the parent, then you may not go. That's certainly the case. We're talking about where everything is equal, and the parents are doing just fine, and they just know they're upset they're not going to see their grandkids, or whatever it may be. So something like that, the parents don't have the upper hand. But if the parents need, physically, emotionally, emotional in a real way, not like emotionally like they're bitter that they have to get on a plane and come, then that's a question that requires more discussion, and that requires a personal discussion for such a person, and that really would be more difficult to leave in such a case. Let's get to the more simple case of the child already lives in Eretz Yisrael, and the parents ask that he leave Eretz Yisrael and come to Chutz Laretz. So the Meiri writes in Kedushin, on that Gemara we just discussed, he says, Afal pi, sheha mitzvos lo nisnu l'dachos mifnei kavod aveim, even though the mitzvos are not pushed aside for honoring one's parents, Moshe Yisbar, as we have explained, Mikol Makom Mutter Latseis Meretz Yisrael L'Chutzlaretz. You can leave the land of Israel for outside of Israel. Latseis Lekras Aviv or Lekras Imo, V'chein L'Shar Minei Kavod. For the sake of Kavod, says the Meiri, you can leave. And this same idea is found in the Tosfos Rabbi Zakkai in this Gemara as well, repeated by the Tashbis as we saw before, and the Panim Yafos that we have quoted very often so far. So the Panim Yafos has a proof from Machlon and Kilion, the children of Elimelech, who had to go with him. But the story of Rus, they were punished for leaving Eretz Yisrael when their father told them to leave. So they were already, they stayed in Chutz Laretz after their father told them, don't go back to Eretz Yisrael. So we see from those events of those two people for being punished because their father told them, don't stay in Eretz Yisrael, and they, I guess, wanted to go back. So we explained again above from the Tashbates that this is only allowing if your intention is to visit and to return at a later point. And this is the halacha according to the Yerushalmi and the Rambam as well. The Maharid in his Chedushim on Kedushim clearly says that you can go be with a parent in Chutz Laretz if it's Daito Lachzor. If your understanding is you're going to return back to Eretz Yisrael at a certain point. And this is repeated by Rav Avad Yosef in the Yechav Adas and Chelek Gimel as well. Now, who else agrees to this? I'll give you a laundry list in a moment of those people who agree that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael overrides Kibud Av V'Eim. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, in the Sefer of the Nesivas Yisrael Mechelek Beis, Rav Yitzhak Nisim, who is the Sephardic chief rabbi, writes in the Yayin HaTov, and he actually is writing against the Tzitz Eliezer. And Rav Yitzhak Nisim supports B'nai Akiva groups telling the children to go to Eretz Yisrael against their parents' objections. And Roshal Yisraeli, in a lengthy piece in Amud HaYemini, in Chesim L'Chav Beis, Rav Chaim David Alevi, who is the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, writes in the Seh Lecha Rav and Chelek Alv and Simin Yitzayin. He has a beautiful tshuva. If we had time, I would read through the whole tshuva because it is so beautifully written. Writing to an American student who is struggling with this question, studying in Eretz Yisrael, what he wants to say, and his parents want him to come home, and he writes about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael and the beauty of honoring your parents and how difficult it is to balance this, and he concludes at the end, and he says that often he tells parents in America that if they can't go to Eretz Yisrael, then at least send your children, right? If you are a parent and you're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael, the best thing you can do then is to send a child to go live there. To have some chelek in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael by sending your children to go there. He writes just in a very beautiful way about this. I highly recommend looking at the tshuva on your own. Rav Eliezer Malamed, the Rosh Yeshiva of Har Bracha, writes in his Pnei Halacha as follows. He goes a step further. He says, V'chein, mi sherotzel lehisnachel b'yishuv b'yesha. One who wants to go live in the shtachim, in Yehuda v'Shomron, of what people like to call the territories. So what about this case? The parents say, no, I don't want you to go live there behind the green line. I want you to stay here. So he says, "Kedei sheha'aretz tiyeh b'yadenu v'lo yivat umos acheres," that the land should be in our hands and not in the hands of other people. V'horav do'agim v'dorshim imenu shelo yisashay b'makom shabachar. And his parents tell him, please don't settle over there. Kevin sheish b'snachalus mitzvah. Since selling the land is a mitzvah, this specific type of selling the land is a mitzvah, and Utsarich Lishma Bakol HaRav, he does not have to listen to the parents. Yishtadel Kamuvan, the Paisam Bidvarim, you should try your best to try to convince them and try to make them happy with words. I would imagine there are people who disagree with that, but I have not seen anybody say it inside. I want to now come to what I think is the resolving the issue of the conflict over here. And this is brought in the Pele Yoetz. Rav Eliezer Papa, who is one of the great Sfardi Rabbanim, he has an encyclopedic work of Hashkafa that goes alphabetically. The Sephardim love arranging their Sephardim alphabetically. I don't know why, but all the Sephardi Gedolim love writing their Sephardim alphabetically. Maybe somebody could write a paper on that. I don't know. So he writes under the Erech of Eretz Yisrael. He says as follows, U'mitzvah gedola al habanim hishtadel b'chol ma'adam u'b'chol nafsham. It is a mitzvah on the children to work to the best of their money and the best of their souls. L'ma'abed ne'ach rucha laviyam, to make their parents happy, ulimam, and their mothers, la'siyam l'Eretz Yisrael. It is the responsibility of children to do whatever they can to make sure their parents have the opportunity, support them financially, to send them to Eretz Yisrael. Ki kavod ze gadol me'alfei zahav v'kesef. It is greater kavod to do this than to give your parents thousands of pieces of silver and gold. He repeats this again for a second time in the section titled Kavod. And he says that including and honoring parents is striving to fulfill all the mitzvahs, to bring merits to the parents. And even if the separations and the expenses are difficult, he says, it's nothing compared to the nachas ruach, the living in Eretz Yisrael. And he says maybe a little separation is good. You'll be more longing to honor your parents if they're in Eretz Yisrael and you're in Chutz La'aretz, he says. And then he repeats this a third time. In the title under Ben, he repeats the same message three times in his Sefer, that the great thing that children can do for parents is to also help them go to Eretz Yisrael and allow them to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Netziv has a haskama to the Sefer Avas Chesed of Chavetz Chaim. And this yesod we're about to say from the Netziv, he repeats in his Emek Davar in Sefer Shmotz, he repeats this in his Perush on Mechilton Parshas Yisro, and he explains that when the Torah says, Kabed esavicha v'yasimecha, you should honor your mother and father, l'man yarichun yamecha, you should live a long life, al ha'adama, on the land, asher Hashem lokecha nosein lach, that Hashem your God has given you, which means Eretz Yisrael. So it says in the Tziv, what, there's only a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Eim in Eretz Yisrael? That's not true. Kibud Av V'Eim implies everywhere. It's not one of the mitzvos hatulus bar. It's not a mitzvah that depends on the land. Why would the Torah say there's only Kibud Av V'Eim in Eretz Yisrael? So the Tziv says, it doesn't mean that there's only honoring parents in Eretz Yisrael. What it means is that there's more schar, there's more reward for honoring one's parents when in Eretz Yisrael. So I think the answer is clear. We have a conflict. The parents don't want him to go. The kid wants to go, whatever it is. So both should move. The parents should go to Eretz Yisrael. The children should go to Eretz Yisrael. And you solve the problem. So there's no issue anymore. There's no conflict. And then you fulfill even more schar, even more reward. You fulfill the words of the Pela Yoetz, that the greatest covenant you can do is to help one's parents go to Eretz Yisrael. And you fulfill the Netziv who says you get more schar for honoring one's parents while living in the land of Israel. And it's a win-win for everyone. Not always practical, but certainly something to strive for. I just want to end with one more point. Sometimes I have conversations with parents of students of mine who are not necessarily pleased, or they have reservations about their children going to Eretz Yisrael. So I like to note that I would say that all present call ourselves a religious Zionist. I think we would agree to such a title. And if we talk about Eretz Yisrael, and we march in parades, and we want our children to love Eretz Yisrael and stand for the tefillah for the Medina and wave an Israeli flag and all these things, then we also need to practice what we preach. So when parents are horrified when their children go to Eretz Yisrael because they're leaving them, then what were we talking about for the last 20 years when we were raising them? We raised them to go do this. We talked about it. We spoke about it. We gave speeches about it. We marched about it. And now they're going to do it. So then that a parent, especially nowadays, in our lifetime, when we live in an open miracle of being able to return to Eretz Yisrael after thousands of years, for a parent to, not saying that a parent shouldn't be emotionally torn over not having their child, but to object and to make threats and promises and to stop someone from going, would certainly seem to fly in the face of what we hopefully teach our children about, what we preach our children about, that we all should be going to Eretz Yisrael at some point. And as we saw before, as Rav Chaim David Halevi said, if we can't go, so then our children should go, and we'll have a chelek, and they're settling in the land of Israel, and it should be for us as well. Amen.